Carlson on eviction moratorium extension. Hard to overstate momentous change. Thought you owned your home, not anymore. By Jeff Poor on August 5, 2021. Wednesday, Fox News Channel host Tucker Carlson warned the Biden administration's extension of a so-called eviction moratorium had profound consequences for America's property rights and system of government. He likened the blatant disregard for a Supreme Court ruling against the moratorium to that of a third-world totalitarian government. Transcript as follows. Carlson, on New Year's Day of this year, Rochelle Walensky was just a college professor in Massachusetts. You've almost certainly never heard of her. You definitely didn't vote for her at any point because Walensky had never run for office. As of January 1, her political power was precisely the same as yours. And everyone else's in this supposedly self-governing republic. Rochelle Walensky had one vote out of a nation of 320 million people. And then just a few weeks later, everything changed for her and for the rest of us. Joe Biden appointed Walensky to run the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. At the time, it did not seem like a huge deal. The CDC is not a legislative body, it's a public health bureau. It was originally designed to fight malaria, and it did a good job. The CDC now gathers information about diseases and then releases guidance about those diseases to the public. That's what it does. The CDC does not make laws in this country, it's not allowed to. Under the U.S. Constitution, making laws is the exclusive role of the Congress. You vote for your senators and your congressmen, and they decide what the rules are. That's known as representative democracy. It's been our system for nearly 250 years, but apparently, it's now over. Rochelle Walensky now makes our laws. Walensky announced today that she has decided to nationalize America's rental properties. Millions and millions of them from Maine to California. Tenants are no longer required to pay their rent. Property owners cannot evict them under any circumstances. Making someone pay to live on your property is now a federal crime. Try it and you can wind up in prison with hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. At the same time, you should know, property owners will still be required to pay the banks that hold their mortgages. There is no moratorium on mortgages. Why? The banks are huge Democratic donors and they are getting the treatment that they paid for. Sandy Cortes and the squad are not calling for the banks to do their part, so they're not. It is property owners who will suffer. Many of the members of the rapidly disappearing American middle class. It's hard to overstate what a momentous change this is. It means, among other things, that private property no longer exists in the United States. You thought you owned your home, not anymore. Rochelle Walensky does. She'll decide who can live there, under what circumstances, and for how long. Is this a good idea? Of course not. It's totalitarian. But there's an even more pressing question at the center of this, a principle. A principle that defines what kind of country this is and what kind of country it will be going forward. And the question is this, where did Rochelle Walensky get the power to do this? To suspend private property rights in America? And the answer is, she simply asserted the power. Walensky claimed she had the authority and no one stopped her from exercising it. This morning, she signed an official-looking order declaring that her opinion is now the law and so it is the law, but wait, you say. That doesn't seem very American. Shouldn't somebody vote on this? If we are going to continue to pretend this is a democracy, and you hear that on television constantly, then shouldn't our elected lawmakers make the laws? No, and they're not going to. Nancy Pelosi has refused to call a vote on the matter and she runs the Congress, she decides. Meanwhile, most Republicans haven't said a word about it, and that means that an unelected college professor you had never heard of 6 months ago is now in charge of your country. If you're wondering how all of this can possibly be legal, rest assured that it's not legal. It is not even arguably legal. We know that for a fact. The Supreme Court has just ruled on this specific question. The court found that the CDC does not have the right to institute a nationwide eviction moratorium. Period. Only Congress can do that. Now, the court didn't make its guess on their view of this. The court put this in writing in the clearest possible language. There is no debate about that. The Biden administration just ignored what the court said. How can they do that? Well, Congresswoman Maxine Waters of Los Angeles understands exactly how they did it. Waters is hardly a genius. It is likely she has never read an entire book. But one thing Maxine Waters knows very well is how third world regimes operate. When you want something, you simply take it. You've got the guns, who is going to stop you? Might makes right, the Fidel Castro method. Waters explained that out loud today as she pushed Rochelle Walensky to suspend private property. Quote, I don't buy that the CDC can extend the eviction moratorium. Waters wrote on Twitter, perfectly aware, as she did that. The Supreme Court has already prohibited this. Who is going to stop them? Who is going to penalize them? Well, good question. Nobody. And Nancy Pelosi knows that, too. Pelosi knows that what Rochelle Walensky just did is illegal by definition. She also understands that openly ignoring a Supreme Court ruling will mean the end of our current system. And that's fine with Nancy Pelosi, quote, the CDC has the power to extend the eviction moratorium, Pelosi said. Pelosi didn't explain where that power might come from. She simply declared that it exists, as dictators do. Keep in mind that even Joe Biden, who knows very little, knows that what his administration has just done is against the law. He said that on camera yesterday. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States. I've sought out constitutional scholars to determine what is the best possibility that would come from executive action or the CDC's judgment. What could they do that was most likely to pass muster constitutionally? The bulk of the constitutional scholarship says that it's not likely to pass constitutional muster, number one. But there are several key scholars who think that it may, and it is worth the effort. End video clip. Carlson, so, the eviction moratorium has been in place for months. It has just been extended as of today. So, people have debated this. Jurists have weighed in on it, and so we know it won't, quote, pass constitutional muster, says Joe Biden. In other words, it is illegal. The people doing it are criminals. That's the word we use for people who knowingly break the law. But like most criminals, are not embarrassed by breaking the law. That's what they do. Watch Joe Biden's senior advisor, a thoroughly oily character called Gene Sperling, tell you that the rule of law just isn't relevant here. Begin video clip. Gene Sperling, White House American Rescue Coordinator. To date, the CDC director and her team have been unable to find legal authority even for a more targeted eviction moratorium that would focus just on counties with higher rates of COVID spread. This is a president who really understands the heartbreak of eviction. He is. The reason why he is pressing and pressing even when legal authority looks slim is because he wants to make sure we have explored every potential authority. End video clip. Carlson, these people are so filthy, but they are self-righteous. Did you catch that? We don't have the legal authority to do what we are doing. But we are doing it anyway, because who is going to stop us? Republicans? Mitch McConnell? Please. Mark Milley doesn't report to Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell doesn't control the FBI or the intelligence agencies. Mitch McConnell is unarmed. What's he going to do about it? Give a grumpy speech and drive back to his condo? That's what they're saying. That's what criminals always say when they shake you down at gunpoint, and make no mistake. That's exactly what they're doing, because that's exactly who they are. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.